Welcome to our todaysbusinessradio.com executive summary. I'm your host, Tom Lyons, and our guest today is Tom Fee from Vector Wealth Management. And our topic is, what about my adult kids? Mr. Fee, what do you mean by this question?
This question comes from our experience with clients who have adult children who have started careers. They ask us when their kids should hire an advisor. Our answer usually depends on the combination of age and assets. Often the two are linked. For example, few folks in their 20s have large levels of investment assets, while in their mid-30s, if they're disciplined, that can change dramatically. Not to oversimplify, however, there is a threshold of assets and age that once reached, the cost of being wrong on decisions is more impactful.
So our topic of the day is, what about my adult kids? Please stay with us and we'll provide answers to this and more in 2 minutes following your Fox News update right here on News Talk 102.5 FM and 1130 AM. Welcome back to our executive summary from todaysbusinessradio.com, where we're speaking with Tom Fee from Vector Wealth Management, and our topic of the day is, what about my adult kids? Mr. Fee, you mentioned before the news that there's a threshold of assets and age that once reached, the cost of being wrong on decisions is more impactful.
Tom, our clients have investable assets that range from several hundred thousands to millions of dollars through their efforts over decades of hard work. Many have had multiple advisors, and sometimes these experiences were not good. Some felt they were sold products with commissions that were anywhere from 3 to 7%. Once completed, they did not hear back from the advisor, or the advisor may have left the business. The end result was often clients that no longer trusted their advisor. We do not want our clients' children to have a similar experience.
So what is the solution?
Well, at Vector Wealth, we offer our clients' adult children advice and counsel on how to get started financially.
And what do you tell them?
Second is, do not overcomplicate things. Save 7 to 10% of your income. Third, practice denying yourself. Do not buy things out of want. Focus on needs. Fourth, do not be sold insurance before you have something to insure. And when you do, think term only. And fifth, open an account at a discount brokerage firm where you can buy investments without paying commissions.
That seems reasonable and simple, but you started at number two.
Well, I just want to make sure you're paying attention. Number one is personal responsibility. Nothing good in life comes without effort, and that's a code word for personal responsibility. Do not count on your folks. They will do what they can, but dependence is simply unhealthy. Do not depend on government to take care of you. It is also unhealthy, and they'll probably screw it up.
Was that a political statement?
Maybe.
Any closing thoughts?
Yes. Our clients have not achieved financial success by wishing for it or asking someone else to do it for them. Yet accumulating wealth and enjoying life are not mutually exclusive. Both are possible, even in the challenging times of today. It almost always depends on starting with 2 feet on the floor every day.
Thank you. That was Tom Fee from Vector Wealth Management. Podcasts of this program, our business reference library, and contact information for our guests are available at todaysbusinessradio.com. This content is provided for general information only and should not be treated as a substitute for professional advice from your legal, accounting, and business advisors. Please tune us in every weekday at 11:59 a.m. on News Talk 102.5 FM and 11:30 a.m. for another executive summary from todaysbusinessradio.com. Hello, I'm Tom Lyons, founder and principal partner of Phalon Partners Limited, a Twin Cities mergers and acquisitions firm where we help business owners to plan, prepare, and execute a strategy to complete the deal. Thanks for listening to this executive summary. For information on how to build enterprise value, improve profitability, and formulate an exit strategy for your business. If you're interested in buying or selling a business, please give us a call at 763-231-4200. Phalon Partners Limited has been helping to bring buyers and sellers together since 1985, and we'd welcome an opportunity to help you.